Tell me what forest fires have to do with water supply.
So when you burn the soils, you have a couple of effects. One, it kind of creates the soil, turns into like cement almost. And then you have your post-wildfire precipitation events, rain typically in the monsoon season, where you have large amounts of water that drops on these soils that are now cemented. And that creates a large runoff event where you have all the ash, the debris. And so when you have that type of material coming down in huge flash floods, it creates very dangerous conditions, but it also creates damage to the water infrastructure. And then it also impacts the water quality, because as you can imagine, there's a lot of organics and turbidity in that water. And that water is actually unusable and too high of a cost to treat once it's down here in the valley.
Wildfires are, you know, a natural part of ecosystems up here in northern Arizona. In recent years or decades, have you seen that this problem is getting worse?
What we have noticed is that since the 1980s, we actually have seen a tenfold increase in not only the size, but also the severity of these wildfires that are occurring on the Salt and Verde watersheds.
Tell me how forest restoration activities like thinning and prescribed burns can help.
You know, the objective for forest restoration projects is to go in and actually remove a lot of that smaller field, those small diameter trees, that brush. And so when you're removing a lot of that understory, those smaller trees, you allow fire, especially prescribed fire or natural cause fires, to come in and burn at a very low severity and stay on the ground. And that's what it's naturally supposed to do. So when you create a healthy forest, you're creating a long-term condition for fire to be reintroduced and to play its natural role for the decades to come.
Tell me more about the partnership you started in January to work on the thinning up by the Cragin watershed. What's sort of important about that watershed?
It's a majestic watershed, as I like to call it. It is so beautiful, and it's very uniquely situated right between the Salt and the Verde. And one of the great things about that is that there is a pipeline that runs straight down the middle of that project. And that pipeline connects to the town of Payson's pipeline that brings a renewable surface water supply to the town of Payson. We have entered into a new agreement with the state of Arizona through the Department of Forestry and Fire Management. And that allows us to partner together on forest thinning projects with the U.S. Forest Service. And so this is a partnership that started in January of this year. And so we're about to undertake a 1,000-acre thinning project with this new partnership, and with thinning to begin the next few months. And we're really excited because it's going to be the first project undertaken on that watershed.
Elvie Barton, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you again.